You're listening to 9 minutes of madness.
Vladimir Zhirinovsky's, this guy took a video and it went viral. He has a donkey fame.
Video, Zhirinovsky claimed that the little wretched donkey is a symbol of Russia, and that if he would become president, a daring troika would return as a symbol of the country, which got stuck at one place just as the donkey. And after this, Zhirinovsky whipped the animal to move the sleigh across the snow-covered backyard of his dacha.
And he's got a presidential election video featuring him on a donkey and a sled.
You know, I gotta say, like, ignoring the animal cruelty, you know, maybe you should just, you know, make a speech instead of doing this bizarre, symbolic...
beating of the donkey?
...surrealist public display.
It will get better. I will stop beating the donkey.
Oh, my God.
If I'm elected... No. I promise to stop beating his donkey.
Yeah.
Like, that's so stupid.
Lively Laddie.
Who's Lively Laddie?
He lived up to his name for living many years.
So he was called Lively Laddie before he was Lively.
Yeah.
That's stupid. This is Old Man Jones. That's a two-year-old. Yes, but one day he will be an old man. It has been prophesied.
Seriously, he played his trade at the Blackpool Pleasure Beach and until the age of 62. And he was a candidate for the oldest living donkey title at the time. He was in good health.
I like that he was like an amusement park thing, because this was like the biggest like trash like freak show thing. Behold the living donkey. This equine-related article is a stub.
No, it's a stubby fucking equine.
What more could be said about Lively Laddie, the living donkey? Who's it, Yafur?
Yeah. The donkey used as a mount by the Prophet Muhammad.
Whoa! It's Muhammad's donkey!
That's an individual donkey if I ever heard one.
Dude! Ooh.
It had the power of speech and told Muhammad it was the last in a line of donkeys ridden by prophets, a descendant of the donkey ridden by Jesus.
Dude!
Donkey, okay, Jesus's ass and Muhammad's fucking donkey. Dude,
so Muhammad's donkey descended from Jesus's donkey.
Yes.
That is fucking incredible.
You know what?
Okay.
Tradition holds that Yafur committed suicide in despair after Muhammad died. These accounts are held to be unreliable.
You don't say.
Remember, it's a talking donkey. It's cool.
Yeah.
Muhammad is widely reported to have warned off the infernal nature of the donkey's voice.
When you hear the bray of an ass, seek refuge with God from the devil.
Mala meets an angel, which only his donkey can see.
Dude, this is like Shrek. Wow. Like, the donkey blathered so much at Muhammad that it drove him crazy.
Yeah. So, master of the ass.
No.
7th century usurped Muhammad's own epithets, calling himself or being called Samir al-Hamir, the master of the ass.
You've got Jesus and you've got Judas. Or rather, you've got Muhammad and you've got, I don't know who. Who's the anti-Muhammad?
People drawing Muhammad.
Bizarro Muhammad.
Muhammad with a goatee.
Muhammad with a goatee. But Muhammad's not
he must be depicted always.
Anytime you're painting something, you need to... In fact, when you're doing the rug, you need to put a mistake and a Muhammad and
you have to put a... Muhammad in the Bizarro...
That's your excuse if you, like, get attacked by, like, terrorists, like, depicting Muhammad. It's like, no, this is Bizarro Muhammad. He must be depicted.
Yeah,
blasphemous to not depict him.
It's like, yeah, we follow the Bizarro Koran. It's like, he has a goatee. The beard's over the goatee.
It appears that we are on the cutting edge of blasphemy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
As the only reference to Bizarro Muhammad I could find was someone saying that someone's like Bizarro Muhammad Ali.
Whoa, so not Bizarro Muhammad.
No.
I guess Muhammad is named for Muhammad Ali.
Yes. You heard it here first.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali's boxing was so awesome that they named the prophet after him.
Yes.
Muhammad's arrival was said to have been prophesied by a Jew who spoke of a man neither short nor tall riding an ass.
I like it.
Riding that ass.
You know, his prophet spoke of a guy who looked completely generic.
Yes, that is the worst prophecy ever.
It is, isn't it?
I say to you that someday there shall come a man, and he shall be of moderate height and build.
significance.
And he shall do nothing of particular significance.
He shall wear a cloak, but you shall know him purely by his mastery of the ass.
It'll be pretty generic, but he'll have a talking ass. He'll talk so much.
The evil anti-messiah is also expected to appear on a giant white donkey. It's Bizarro Muhammad!
Dude, we found Bizarro Muhammad!
The talking ass has finally led us to Bizarro Muhammad.
Yes!
Okay, so the signs of his emergence. So the Sea of Galilee will dry up.
Cheating on you.
The date palms of Islam will stop bearing fruit. Oh, and worship of Satan will become common.
Yeah.
That seems like the kind of thing that yeah is probably going to
like
be a subtle sign that bad things are going down. Should be followed by 70,000 Jews wearing black shawls. But only a true believer can recognize him. Everyone else will be just, oh, hey, there's that guy that's followed by 70,000 Jews.
Yeah.
The evil anti-messiah is also expected to appear on a giant white donkey.
Yeah.
I think it's good that, like, every major figure in Islam apparently has a corresponding donkey.
Hell's yeah, man.
Is there any mention of Jesus' donkey, like, in the Christian Bibles, or is it just like...
Yes.
Oh, it's really?
Okay. He rides a donkey into Jerusalem.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't know that it was, like, you know, there's a specific, like, classic...
His triumphant
magic
entry
donkey.
Into... on his ass.
There's Jesus, there's his donkey. As this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, tell it, saying, tell ye, son of, daughter of Sion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass.
Was Jesus' donkey talking, or did it mutate into its descendants?
It's not specified.
It didn't have anything to say Jesus
was, like, it was just a generic donkey. Because, like, Muhammad's donkey is like a plus 10, like, donkey.
Well, Muhammad's donkey is the final donkey.
Whoa.
Yeah, also, it was like a prophet in itself.
No, it wasn't.
He said lots of stories.
Okay, Muhammad, if you're someone that Muhammad, like, quotes, you're a prophet. Okay?
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, his fucking camel wasn't at all.
Dude, Muhammad's talking sidekick counts as a fucking prophet. It might not be Poochie, but it's probably far from it.
So, I mean, I think it's good that the donkey gets, like, is far more detailed than any of Muhammad's other animals.
Yeah. His mule stud. Fucking, that's not even an article for his camel.
See, I think Islam needs to, you know, hype up this stuff. I mean, what other religion has a talking donkey?
Yeah, Shrek.
That's the thing. Like, you look at Islam, it's like, oh yeah, you've got one god and, you know, and a prophet. And, like, look, every religion's got that. It's like, oh, you've got a talking donkey as well.
Yeah.
There is no god but Allah. Muhammad is his prophet and Yafur is his donkey.
Yeah. Muhammad's mystical talking ass.
That's what we're naming the podcast to now.
Oh, yes. Oh, the master of the ass is good too.
Sorry, I just want to quote this great sentence. Under the influence of the Crusades, the number of messiahs increased.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
No way.
That sentence. I mean, that sounds ridiculous.
You know, veritable plague of messiahs.
Yes, if you will. I don't know, plague of messiahs is a nice title too.
That's a collective noun, isn't it? A plague of messiahs.
There you have it. Remember to send your comments, rants, or death threats to podcastmadness@gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in next week for another 9 minutes of madness.